Powered by Riverside.
Welcome to the Vehicle City Sound Podcast. This is volume 2026, episode number 11. Our drop date is Thursday, March 12th, 2026. I am your host, C. Willie. I am joined again this weekend by the wonderful and talented
Butter Peep, and we have special guests with us.
Oh, we do. We absolutely do. We have got Brad Stewart, and his daughter Riley is with us. Brad, Riley, welcome to the show.
It's so good to be here. Thanks for having us.
You know, we've talked to you before. You've been here with us before. You have had some amazing things going on. Both of you, Riley's been on stage with you. Tell us about what's going on across the pond. You've been over there doing some amazing things.
Yeah. So, you know, if we're going to start with Europe, we definitely, you know, it's been an unbelievable run, right? So we finished our second Europe tour in the fall, and we just signed on for a third Europe tour.
All right.
So we're right in the middle of building that. I'm excited for it. So the first one, I don't know if you guys remember or not, but it was a couple years ago. It was 2024 was the first one. And we were there for 9 days. It was in and out. We did 7 countries in 9 days. It was a whirlwind. And so this one will be 12 countries in 5 weeks.
Wow.
So it's just exploding over there for us. It's been a lot of fun. And man, the people, the fan base is incredible.
Brad, what do you attribute that to? That's pretty cool that you're doing that and it's blowing up so much.
Yeah.
What happened?
I'm still trying to figure that out myself. I mean, you guys know I'm a man of faith. And I definitely, I think it's a huge blessing from the Lord, you know, to be able to do this. So, that is for me where all, you know, the top credit goes to. Other than that, to be honest with you, I think that people think it's this mystical thing. It's really just hard work, you know? So, yeah. My buddy, Brian Allison from Nashville, this will be our second Europe tour together. And I think our fifth overall tour together. Cause we're also doing a US run, him and I, and another songwriter, Natalie Brooke. So we're doing a US tour, and then we come home for about a month and then we go to Europe together. So, but really, you know, I really try to yoke myself with, like-minded, hardworking people. And so it's amazing the power that's in picking up the phone and sending emails and pounding the pavement and just not saying I'm anything or I'm a genius by any means, but I have a no zero day policy where I never have a day where something doesn't get worked on.
Oh, Brad, I love that.
I think, you know, between the good Lord and a little hard work, all of a sudden, you know, you're across the pond for 5 weeks.
That means so much to Quarter Peep and I, because that is the same that we are with this show.
Yeah, absolutely.
You have to do something every day. There cannot be a down day.
Absolutely. I've watched your show grow over and over again, and It's great. I love to see hardworking people reap the reward of putting it in and, you know, putting the coals to it, as my buddy Randy Corr says.
Well, it's been awesome for us to see, and particularly, you know, you're doing great things here in the States too, but particularly when we see you go across the pond and they absolutely love you. It's so much fun to see. You know, you've got full houses. You've got folks that are waiting in line to come in to see you. And we love that.
Yeah, it's humbling. You know, I go back to that first tour and, you know, I can remember some of the venues were 50 seaters, 80 seaters, 100 seaters, you know, and I remember even, you know, Denmark, especially that one stands out the most just because that's where the most growth has happened in such a short mm-hmm. period of time, you know, to go from what was basically 80 to 100 seats the first time to all together. I think it was like the numbers I was told were like 4,000 last year.
Oh, that's so awesome.
You know, and that's in a year period, and now we're heading back, and we have 5 or 6 shows in Denmark this year. So it's just cool to see how it's all come together, you know?
Yeah.
And I love to, this, a lot of people don't know this, but Denmark was the last country to schedule with us in 2024. We had the whole tour really booked. We were going to do 6 countries in 9 days, and they hit us up and they were like, we want to have you. And it just kind of happened that we had a song that sort of hit radio for us over there. And so we had a 15-hour window that we could fit in a show. And so we put between, I think it was like between Germany and France or something, we were able to carve out 15 hours, fly in, do a show, fly back out. And it all kind of started with that. So, you know, I was just looking at the charts. There's two different kind of runs that we had, one in 24, one in 25, that we were able to chart in the top 100. So you see like Luke Combs, Morgan Wallen, and then us was really wild. So
how cool is that? How cool is that? Oh, Riley, you think Dad's doing okay?
Yeah.
This one came over to Europe with me this last year.
Yeah. So the first one that we've got queued up is 33 Turns in a Needle. And I love this song. Brad, this is one of my favorites. Tell us a little bit about this song.
Yeah, it's a song really about redemption, to be honest with you. I was kind of going through a phase where I was just trying to figure out who I was. And I felt like I had a not very strong relationship with God at the time. And and I was like, man, you know, I was 33 years old and I felt kind of lost as last year's Easter egg, even though I had had this intact relationship with God. And I just didn't feel like it was nothing I was planning was kind of, you know, panning out. And so I'd lost a mentor, you know, and so there's a lot of things happened in a short period of time. And this song was just like, hey, God, like, please don't put me on the shelf. I really want to be better than I am today. And so just kind of a story of redemption. So, I mean, the whole song basically says there's not a song that I could write that expresses how I feel, which is kind of ironic. But
you did.
Yeah. So there it is. All right.
Let's give this a listen. 33 Turns in a Needle. This is Brad Stewart.
Thirty-three turns the needle can't say how 33 years of life feels a waste. Now I wanna come home and I want you to stay. Take me down from the shelf, purpose for me, and I'm singing. Thank you. letter and I mailed it today. With all of the things I mean and say, 'cause I know I'm to blame for excuses I made. No time in the Lord will bring man to his knees, and I'm singing, oh, 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 three times here that I walked away, and I want to come home and I want you to stay. Oh, I know how it's fine, but don't leave me that way. Yeah, I know how it's fine, but don't leave me that way. Oh,
there is no question that I am the luckiest person on earth to be able to listen to stuff like this. Brad, that is such a beautiful song. Thank you for that.
I appreciate it. You know, a lot of great players, and I'm all my favorite parts of that song are the you know, turnarounds and solos, and
yeah,
you know, it's pretty. There was one time I was talking to Randy Kors, who helped kind of co-produce this record, and we were looking at tracks and we saw his turnaround. He's a Hall of Fame, you know, grasser and Grammy winner, and played with Dirks and Dolly and everybody like that. And so you got him, James Mitchell, who's done a bunch of the like Willie Nelson stuff, and then Brent Mason, who's done every you know, country record since 1988.
Mm-hmm.
And so to see the three of them with tracks lined up and they're all trading kind of holes there. And actually our friend Jimmy Bones is on that, as well. So
yeah,
just
yeah.
Got a killer lineup. So
it's just an amazing song. We're glad we could bring it to you. We are going to take a little break here. We will be right back. We've got a great new sponsor here at Vehicle City Sound, and all of you blue collar, hardworking fans are going to love them. Bare Knuckles Leatherwork Gloves are now a part of the VCS family. These patented double wedge pre-curved premier leather work gloves are crafted to naturally fit the curve of your hands. The gloves are engineered for superior comfort, reducing hand fatigue and increasing productivity. Made from premium leather, they offer exceptional durability and protection, ideal for demanding work environments. Whether you're tackling heavy-duty tasks, working in cold weather, or handling delicate welding jobs, Bare Knuckles gloves provide the perfect balance of flexibility and strength. Designed with the hardworking professional in mind, these gloves ensure your hands stay comfortable and safe day in and day out. Elevate your work experience. Choose the gloves that work as hard as you do. BuyBareKnuckles.com. That's BuyBareKnuckles.com. And use the code VCS for a 15% discount. Welcome back to the Vehicle City Sound Podcast. We are with Brad Stewart and his daughter, Riley. We're having a good time here this evening. Brad, when you're putting these songs together, and we were just talking about the amazing star power that was behind 33 Turns and a Needle, when you're writing your music, what does it look like? What is the process for you putting this together?
That's a great question. So, I mean, it all starts with a song. obviously, you know, I've done a lot of solo writes, and I still do some solo writes. More and more, I've been getting into the co-write thing. And so, you know, starts with a hook or an idea for a song, right? And then you carve that out. And then I'm a firm believer in the rewrite process, meaning that you go back and really polish afterwards. Very rarely does it come out the way that you hear it, you know, the first time. If you went back and sometimes I go back and I listen to the iPhone demos that were the night that that idea was born, you know, and then I see what the final production is. It's very different. You know, and then, so the more trusted hands I have on it, the better. So I have, engineers that I really trust. Carl Montfort's one of them here in town. And, you know, from a production standpoint, Randy Kors is my guy. You know, that was a great connection personally. And, you know, we're just great friends, and we also make really great music together. He makes me better. He makes me want to be better as a writer, as a producer, as a musician. So, you know, Randy and I will typically talk through the direction of the music, and then we put together that all-star lineup. And, you know, between the two of us on this record, the guys from here in Detroit were, you know, Randy, I'm sorry, it was Jimmy Bones, Tekashi Iyo, Phil Campbell. And then obviously we brought in some great Nashville cats. I mean, the best dobro player in the world is Randy. So that was easy to, you know, to find. And then, you know, with Brent Mason and James Mitchell on guitar and, Bill Houchins on keys and, Scott Vestal on banjo, Aubrey Haney on fiddle. You know, Randy did some more backup vocals and, I don't think I'm missing anybody.
Well, let me ask you this though, Brad, you know, you've had the opportunity to have Riley up on stage with you.
Yeah.
And she has an amazing voice. She's added a lot to what you're doing. There you go.
Yeah.
Is there influence from her for what you're doing?
So absolutely. So I'll Fly Away was the only cover on the record.
Yeah.
And that song, it was her favorite hymn, you know, and I was like, I don't know, an 8-year-old on the planet that their favorite song is a hymn.
Yeah.
And so there was that. And then when I was out on the road during the summertime and she was out doing some road dates with me, and I would always close with I'll Fly Away. I would bring her out, and it was, for me, it was just a dad daughter moment. You know, it's like take your kid to work day, right? Yeah. Well, she ends up, like, by the end of the summer, I'm like, you're really good at this song, you know? And so she found the song, and I knew I wanted to, she had this little girl voice that she doesn't have anymore. I go back and listen to that recording and I go, man, that voice is gone. Mm. I'm so glad that we captured it on tape. And so that influenced putting it on the record for me. And then fast forward to today where, so obviously I've been very fortunate to play some of the stages that we have, some of the places that we have. Riley flew over to Europe. She did Denmark and Sweden with me. Mm-hmm. And, she's been all over the country with me at this point. And then she goes, a while back, she said, Dad, I want to play the Bluebird with you because that's my home. And as much as I love my child, I said, that is a room that you have to earn. I can't give that to
you. Do.
It is a songwriter room. You have to earn that room. And so I said, you have to write. And when you've written something, we'll talk at that point. And so she said, fine, I want to write. And I call her bluff on it. I pulled her here in this room and we started writing together. And we wrote a record that will be on the new album that we're putting together right now. And And I won't spoil what it is, but that, when you hear it, we'll come back on. And I'll tell you what, you mark my words right now. As soon as that record's done, I will let you know. You'll be the first interview that we do together with you. Yeah. And you'll hear her influence and my influence in the same song. And that has been really cool to allow that process to play out, you know? So.
And Dad, exciting. How cool is that? You know, that there's nothing better. There's nothing better.
I totally agree. I think she'll go further than I ever will. And I want that. Like you know, we were, she has a different starting line. You know, we were just things like going to have dinner with Randy Kors, and she's shooting like spit wads across the table back and forth.
A Grammy winner. I like you.
Or a couple months ago, we were having, you know, we were having lunch with Uncle Cracker, and I was just like, you're 11 years old sharing chips and salsa with Cracker. So you have a different starting line.
They're great things. They're awesome opportunities. They are wonderful things. They're things that you're going to remember, Brad, forever.
Oh yeah.
And so will you, Riley. And it's wonderful.
So what is the favorite part about singing with your dad?
I just like, I don't know how to explain it. I just like being able to like share that time with my dad and like be up there with my dad and like
you're the sweetest
that
thing.
That melts my heart.
Riley, you're gonna make me cry.
You know, she's a road warrior. Sure. How old were you when you started coming out on the road?
Two.
Oh my.
She's a professional.
I was a music director for another project, and she used to sit, and the guy who was the head of the project, his name's Terry, so gracious, and just took to her, and they had a great relationship, even outside of me, like, just a beautiful, beautiful human. Mm-hmm. And Terry went to go be with the Lord. He passed away, but he would allow her, and she would sit at the foot of my microphone stand every night at 2 years old and just sit there and hang out. And it was really special bonding time. When I first asked my wife, I said, can I take her out on the road? And she goes, no, like this little girl in a van with stinky guys. No way.
No.
And I said, give me 1 week. True story. I said, give me 1 week. And she goes, no, because tomorrow I'll have to be wherever you guys stop picking her up. I said, I can handle it for 1 week. Give me 1 week.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that 1 week turned into 2 years before she had to go to school. So yeah.
That's awesome.
Now she's got she's got grades and homework, and I don't need CPS to
bummer.
she's a veteran now.
Yeah. But she missed she was sick the first week of school because she was in Europe.
And she was sick.
No.
Yeah,
she was sick.
Bad cold.
Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome. The next one that we've got queued up is Throwbacks. Tell us about this one, buddy.
I mean, this is a, you know, 90s song. It's a 90s boy fall in love with a 90s girl in the most 90s way ever. And, you know, I just grew up on all these great times. I mean, we were the last generation, I feel, to be like, you know, we knew what we had, Nintendo 64, and played a little bit, but we also threw rocks and broke windows. So
yeah.
It was a great time to be a kid. And so we had all these kind of pop culture references. And honestly, I had a blast putting the song together with Randy and Will, because Will throws in all these little soundbite drops, and Randy had all these ideas, and we were dying laughing the whole
time. And there are some. Listen to the end of this song. Yeah, there are.
The ending is all Randy. It was all his idea. And I hit the floor laughing. It's so
funny. Oh, this is good. This is good. This is Brad Stewart's Throwbacks.
Set out on the Oregon Trail with me. We can raise a little Tamagotchi family, and I'll burn for us a Napster mix CD. And we'll do our best to never die from dysentery. We'll be Mighty Morphin Teenage Mutant Kids Saved by the Bell. All starts fresh from Astro Lounge at speed of AOL. JC Carmen, San Diego, twisters in our tracks. Let's make this last till we're throwbacks. You could be my sweet pain, dear. No Feeny doesn't stand a chance to find us way out here. And just like Hootie, come and hold my hand. Cause I love you till this light burns out inside my lava lamp. Cause we'll be Mighty Morphin Teenage Mutant Kids Saved by the Bell. All stars fresh from Astro Lounge at speed of AOL. JC Carmen, San Diego, twisters in our tracks. Let's make this last till we're throwbacks. And if we never let the dogs out, we find us home alone. Let's just hit the road. We'll be Mighty Morphin Teenage Mutant Kids Saved by the Bell. All starts fresh from Astro Lounge at speed of AOL. Chasing Carmen, San Diego, twisters in our tracks. Let's make this last till we're throwbacks. We're throwbacks.
Yes. Yeah. I remember that so well.
I know, it's like PTSD. This kid will never know what that's like to sit there and have to wait.
Riley will not know what that was like.
So funny.
No, that's Throwbacks from Brad Stewart. And Brad, thank you so much for that. Just a memory lane music. It's gorgeous. Yeah.
Yeah, I appreciate
it. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah.
Go ahead. No, go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, so many people have reached out about that song. Which, by the way, I don't know if you guys know this or not. That's the song that landed me the Bluebird. That was the one that got me.
All right. Oh, that's great. That's great.
But so many people have reached out about that and shared their own 90s memories, things that I had forgotten about. And so we've always kind of kicked around the idea of, do we do a part two that's, you know, some of the other stuff. There's just so much.
I think you should.
I think you should. Yes.
All right, let's take a quick break. We will be back right after this.
Can't take your purse into the show? Here's a safe and convenient alternative, Wallet Buckle. They're super stylish, convenient, and very safe. Go to walletbuckle.com and check them out. And if you enter the coupon code BORDERPEEP, you get 15% off your order. That's walletbuckle.com.
Welcome back to the Vehicle City Sound Podcast. We are with Brad Stewart and his daughter, Riley, and we're having a good time tonight. Brad, where do people find you?
I don't know, because I don't even know where to find me most times. All roads go through my website, to be honest with you. BradStewart.com, STUART. And it has all my socials, all my tour dates, all music, has access to everything. So if you go there, you'll find everything else that you're looking for.
You have a lot happening this next year. Are you, you're heading back across the pond?
Yeah. So we're going to do 5 weeks in Europe in August and September. But before that, Brian Allison and Natalie Brooke and I are headed to, we're going to do a U.S. tour here. So in June. So we're really excited about that. And
where are you going to be?
All over. I mean, mostly East Coast. Brian and I just got back. I was in Nashville, Tucson, Phoenix, back to Nashville. So we just got back, and then we're doing Midwest, East Coast, and then looks like more in like a little west, like Colorado and that kind of area.
Okay.
And then the 5 week run in Europe. So we're all over the place this year.
Super, super.
Yeah.
And
it's going well.
Oh, it's great. It's great.
Yeah. Now, is your daughter going on tour then for that one too?
Is she going to be sick?
No. You never know. You never know when those sick days kind of creep in.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. No.
Obviously, we're in middle school. We have to be responsible about how much time we miss, and we juggle that. But at the same time, there's some opportunities. You can see her eyes are bugging out. Like,
yeah,
I can miss so much.
Riley, how much do you enjoy being on stage with Dad?
I mean, I really like it.
Yeah,
the missing school part.
Whether you're missing school or not, though, isn't it cool to be out there singing with Dad?
Yeah, it's definitely a lot of fun.
The crowds take to her more than they're all like, yeah, we know that you're here, but when's your kid coming out? So,
Well, like I said earlier in the show, Riley, enjoy this because this is, it's a really important and a really fun thing. And you're going to remember this forever.
Yeah.
And so will Dad.
Yes, we're making the best memories of my life. I've been doing music in some capacity or another for 20 years. And the last, I would say since 2024 is the most fun I've ever had and the least amount of pressure I've ever had, you know?
Yeah.
The contracts, the record contracts keep getting worse, but I don't know, you know, the quality of life out here on the road is getting better. So.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, the last one we have queued up is Responsible. Talk to us a little bit about this one.
Yeah, this is probably one of the most emotional songs I've ever written. I had a really good friend of mine who was a police officer and he was an MMA fighter. His name's Steve King, and just an incredible person. So there was a point in time where, you know, we were just hanging out a lot. In fact, in the area that he was a police officer in, I used to ride along in the middle of the night because he was on night shift. And so he'd slap on a bulletproof vest on me and let me go sit shotgun in a cop car all night. And man, we had great times. And what I loved about him was he was not a guy that was looking to pinch anybody. He was looking for people's lives to turn around. And so he's always kind of playing therapist and really wanted the best for people. Just beautiful, beautiful person. So he also would be on me about my health. And so he was always like, come on, man, let's go to the gym. And we had we had this band that we both really liked here in town. They're called Masquerade, which I still love those guys, Al Howard and Jeff Bomarito. And at that time it was Glenn Capra. And I can't remember who was drumming with them at that time because they'd gone through a couple. But so we loved Masquerade. So this one particular night, we used to go to the gym together. Let me tell you a quick side story to tell you how strong this guy was. At one point, because he was into the MMA thing, we'd always go to the gym and work out. And I was like, man, I just want to know what it's like to go. Let me go a couple rounds with you and just let's go really at it. Because he had fought like Butterbean or whatever his name is. I mean,
high level fights.
You know, and so I was like, I just want to know what it's like to step into the ring with a pro. And I know I'm going to lose, but I want to know how bad do I lose, right? And so the first, I'm giving it everything I got. And because he finally agreed to spar with me. And I gave it everything. And I am gassed, but I made it through a full round. And so I was like, I'm hanging. Like, I think I'm pretty good at this, you know? And so we're about halfway through the second round. And I can't even lift my arms anymore. And I just kind of fall into
him.
Right? And he whispers in my ear and he goes, are you ready for me to start? And within like 4 seconds, I was contorted in positions I didn't even know my body. So I asked him afterward and I go, that first round, like I was really going at it. I was like, how hard were you going? He's like, 40% maybe, you know? And I was like, oh my gosh. So he's a great, great guy. Really strong guy. Great fighter.
Brad, I can relate. I think of myself as a decent golfer.
Yeah.
And I played a round with the guy who was the second pro at Gaylord Country Club years ago. Yeah. And he kicked my butt.
Yeah.
Just absolutely. And he was doing things. I'm going, how do you hit that shot? Yeah. I get it. I get it. Exactly it's what you're saying. Human.
I mean, these high level athletes, I know we watch pros on TV, but I mean, they are superhuman when you really get up close. So, this one night, he said, we knew that Masquerade was playing. And he said, hey, why don't we go to the gym? And then after we'll just, we'll kind of go our separate ways. You go back to your place. I'll go back to mine. We'll get ready. And then we'll go see Masquerade. That was the plan. And then my brother had called and had asked me just to grab a burger with him. And so I was torn between, do I grab a burger or do I go to the gym? And I opted for the burger. So I called Steve and I just said, hey, I'm going to go grab some food with my brother and then I'll meet you at the Masquerade show. And so I went to the Masquerade show and his wife called while we were there and he had had a heart attack in the gym and passed away. And, and I will never forget that feeling. Not to turn it into a therapy session, but I'll just never forget the feeling of like, man, if I could have been there, could I have changed the outcome of that situation? If I would have chosen the gym over a burger that one night, you know, we'll never know. So, so this song was born out of just asking that question and missing my friend. So,
Now we know the backstory goes. This is Responsible from Brad Stewart.
Felt the earth beneath me shake when I got the news. Now the guilt keeps me awake. It wasn't there for you. Should have been with you that night. And if I was, could I save your life? I ever be forgiven? I still feel responsible.
least if they're responsible. Now I'm living with a burden. I still feel responsible. Tried to make myself walk in, tears running down. Couldn't bear the thought, then lay you in the ground. Cause I still feel responsible. Will I ever be forgiven? I still feel responsible. And I still feel responsible. Now I'm living with a burden. I still feel responsible. Could I save your life? Would you still be gone? Cause I still feel responsible. I feel responsible. I'm still living with a burden. Yeah, I still feel responsible. I feel responsible. Cause I still feel responsible. Will I ever be forgiven? I still feel responsible. I still feel responsible. Now I'm living with a burden. I still feel responsible.
That's Brad Stewart's Responsible, and that's tough.
Yeah.
Brad,
it's quite
that's
the transition
tough.
To go from throwbacks to Responsible, I guess.
we need to think this thing out a little better than we did. No, that is such a deep song, but Brad, that's what you do. And I think that's why you are wildly successful with what's happening, because people can relate to that. I understand that song. That I feel that.
Yeah.
That's what you do with your music.
Well, the beautiful thing about songwriting is that you know, the craftsmanship matters of how we play and how we craft songs, but I think that first and foremost we're storytellers. And those stories have to come from authentic places. And that is one thing that I aim for as a songwriter, is, you know, to just be truthful and be vulnerable. And sometimes it comes out heavy like this, and sometimes it comes out, you know, slap happy and goofy and
sure.
Some 90s references
sure.
And everything in between.
Well, we appreciate what you're doing. You are hitting it. There's no question about that. And you're doing your best thing right now. You've got your daughter there with you, Riley. It's so cool to see you with your dad. And Brad, you're doing meaningful things. You really
Thanks.
Are.
You guys are too. I mean, I try to tell you this every time I see you, because sometimes we can lose sight of it. But if we don't have people to listen, it's sometimes feels meaningless. And so, you know, to have people like you, you didn't owe me anything when we first met, and you still don't owe me anything now. But for you to share my story and my songs with, you know, your circle of influence is humbling. I mean, look, this is, I think, the third or fourth time we've done a podcast together. And I don't take that for granted, because you guys could have anybody on tonight. There are a million great songwriters. And so thank you for what you've done for my music and my reach. And, you know, we always get spikes in our streams every time you guys have me on. So maybe we can do this again next week and we can just keep getting paid. No,
let's keep doing it. Let's keep doing it. No, Brad, we appreciate you. We appreciate your music.
Mm-hmm.
We appreciate the stories that you're telling. And it means a lot to us, too.
Yes, it
does. Thanks, guys. I appreciate it. And one of these days, I'm sure you'll just have her on without me.
That's next week.
Might just be Riley.
Yeah, listen, I'd love it. That's Quarter the goal. Peep,
who do we have coming up next?
Yes, next week we have Arnez.
And we're looking forward to that. Another Michigan group. They are up and coming, doing some great things too. Brad, we appreciate having you on tonight. We thank you for what you're doing. We thank you for sharing the stories. And Riley, great to see you too. If you guys know some more folks like Brad that you would like us to be talking about, drop us a note. VehicleCitySound@gmail.com. That is our email address. You want to know where we're going to be, what we're going to be doing? We're going to be hanging out with Brad in a couple of weeks.
That's right.
Down at the Michigan Music Awards. So VehicleCitySound.com. That is where we are there too. Appreciate everything you guys have done. Appreciate all your support. Appreciate folks like Brad and Riley. And hey, folks, do good things.
Yeah, thank you guys so much for having us.
Thank you.